This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Wake your asses up! Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. And for the next hour, join me behind the glass will be Connor Green. What's good, Connor?
What's going on, Al? How are you?
I'm good. My microphone works. Let me shut this AEW nonsense off. What the hell is on this TV over here? Yikes! The Giants have the worst odds to win the Super Bowl next year. Surprise, surprise! Brandon Immel's 91%, whatever the hell that means. Jose Iglesias wants to come back. Oh, my God. But I'm going to start with a special request for the former quarterback for the New York Jets. Hit it, Connor. Aaron Rodgers, that's dedicated to you. You and the rest of the other clowns you brought into this organization that failed and flopped, the New York Jets, that is. You brought all your boys here last year, failed. Brought your best friend here, failed. The Jets were worse this year than last year, and you played all season, Mr. Rodgers. And then it came out that you begged. Pretty much begged to be back with the Jets, and the Jets said, nah, we're good. We're good. How do you think that meeting went? You know, we've gone back and forth about this with Aaron Rodgers, and should he be here, should he not be here? The Jets better with him or without him. And I said, rip the bandit off. Then recently I said, no, you know, you have a better chance to win with him. But then Aaron Glenn was hired, and I heard the press conference, and I'm like, yeah, it's time for Aaron Rodgers to go. Time to go. No one's getting special treatment, whether you're the top guy or the bottom guy on the roster. It is what it is. Everyone gets treated the same. I'm pretty sure they told Aaron Rodgers, hey, listen, you know, don't want you to do McAfee and stop bringing all the noise into the buildings and, you know, stop being passive aggressive with your quotes and your comments. And the fact of the matter is, this is the biggest bust in New York sports history. The absolute biggest in New York sports history. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, you can go sit in the back with the silver medal now. At least they won some playoff games. At least they had some action. The Brooklyn Nets, that is. And all nine of their fans got to enjoy some good moments. But the Jets, on the other hand, my dumbass picked them last year or the year before to win the Super Bowl. I was at the home opener. I was there with my boy Lewis. Shout out to Lewis. I'll see you a lot more soon this year at Citi Field. Well, I went to that game. I felt the excitement. And then he went down. The air came out of that stadium. And second half and overtime was awesome. The Jets with the amazing comeback, the punt return win. Overtime, everybody's going crazy. The Jets were 4-3 after 7 games last year without Aaron Rodgers. But of course, Aaron Rodgers couldn't stay off TV, couldn't stay out the newspapers, even made a little documentary along the way. I watched two parts of that documentary. I was not watching a third one. I saw enough of somebody getting high and, you know, dancing with no rhythm and, you know, just saying some odd things. And for the New York Jets fan, I'm going to tell you right now, Aaron Rodgers being on the team this upcoming season would have been better for you. But long term, this is the best thing for you. Aaron Glenn, year one, gets to establish a culture. That's a word we use a lot in sports now. Aaron Glenn gets to go out there and lay down the law his way. No special treatment for anyone, no matter who you are. This is the way it's going to be. Man, you have some Jet players putting stuff on social media. You know what I say to that? Shut the F off. Just shut up. You've done nothing but lose. Shut up! It's been a losing organization. Shut up! I don't care where you've been picked in the draft. Shut up. You haven't won anything. You haven't won a division. You haven't won a wild card. You haven't won a playoff game. You've done nothing. Nothing. And I'm feeling extra saucy tonight. It's been a very emotional week for me. I'm feeling extra saucy tonight. 888-808-1019. You've done nothing as an organization. As a player, I don't care how many Pro Bowls you've been to. I don't care how many All-Pro teams you've been. AP teams, first team, second team, third team, whatever team. I don't care. You haven't won a damn thing. You're nothing special. Whether you're Breece Hall, whether you're the Williams brothers, whether you're Gardner, whether you're Wilson, whoever you are, you've done nothing. Individual stuff? Sure. As a team, nothing. And that's what matters most around here. What you do as a team. If you win championships, heck, and let me ask my Jet friends this, Jet callers, Jet listeners. If you won one playoff game, would it feel like winning a Super Bowl? Considering all the crap you've gone through as a Jet fan, considering how you had your hopes up with Aaron Rodgers here, and it was a complete disaster. Complete disaster. I don't want to hear, well, he played well to end the season. The games meant nothing. You were out of it. You were done. You were a joke. You had football fans around here saying, thank God the Jets and Giants are playing at 1 o'clock so we can get them out the way and enjoy the 4 o'clock and the Sunday night game. We don't have to watch that crap. You got to have your 3 hours of bad football all at the same time. You could have the Jets on the iPad, the Giants on the TV, or vice versa. Or go do what you watched, and that's take one hot, steamy you-know-what instead of wasting your time watching that hot, steamy you-know-what. Because it was trash. Both football teams. Trash. Trash. Again. Not one organization better than the other. Especially over the last decade. Go Google the records. I feel for Jet fans. I really, really, really do. Really do. I had my Jet friends text me when they got Aaron Rodgers. You'll see. We're going to the Super Bowl. Okay, I bought in year one. I wasn't the only one, but I know I did. Year two? Nah, I didn't buy in. I said the over on it wins. I was wrong on that. I thought they'd make the playoffs. I was wrong on that. Now, what happens with the Jets? First things first, Aaron Rodgers is gone. Good. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to think about that anymore. He's not in your locker room. He's not on your roster. And I don't care how upset the players are. If you were that upset, you would have done more to win some ball games. You would have spent less time on social media and more time working on your craft. You would have spent more time working on your craft than doing commercials. Instead of giving yourself stupid nicknames you don't deserve. The Jets are complete jokes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Joke. A joke. Woody Johnson's still the owner. Let's just hope with Aaron Glenn here that at least the first couple years, lets Aaron Glenn do his thing. If it doesn't work out, then I understand getting involved. But damn it, give the man some time to succeed. Don't cramp his style. Don't blow up his phone with text messages. Now you can do the check-in in the morning and at night. That should be good enough. In the afternoon as well should be good enough. Let him do his job. Let him implement his program. Let him establish a culture. What do you do at the quarterback position, though? Is Tyrod Taylor on the roster? There's Jordan Travis on the roster. And what do you do? To me, I know Jet fans want to go sign a quarterback. Just let it ride. It's year one. Let it ride. Let Tyrod Taylor start. Unless one of these quarterbacks falls to you in the draft. Or if you decide to trade up if you feel like you like one of these quarterbacks enough. But right now, just stay pat, Tyrod Taylor. And if Jordan Travis shows you anything in minicamp, then let him compete for the starting job as well. Let him compete for it. You never know. I know a lot of people like to use, you know, Brock Purdy. You never know. I like Jordan Travis. I liked him at Florida State. The horrific injury cost him. They could have won a national championship. But Jet fans, you suffered enough. So what's one more year that you let Aaron Rodgers go rip the Band-Aid off, get this crap over with now, and then you move forward? And you start to shape the roster where you want with it. You keep the people that are bought into the program, and you get rid of the trash that's on this roster that's not buying in. Let them go have peace and enjoy themselves in Jacksonville, or let them enjoy themselves in Arizona, or let them enjoy themselves in New Orleans. You know, you get the point here, right? Go enjoy yourselves in Cleveland. You get the point, right? Instead of complaining on social media, go do what you got to do. Go be a leader instead of causing drama. You know who you are on the Jets. It's nonstop. It's the same people over and over and over and over again on social media. It never fails. They do more talking on social media than they do on the field. You know, you had your star, quote-unquote star Pro Bowl cornerback, all world over there. Told he was overrated. Playing touch football in Arizona, afraid to tackle people. Taking himself out of a game. You had your quarterback, who's no longer on the roster, thank God, shaking his head when he threw an interception, blaming other people. No one taking accountability on the Jets. Well, guess what? That's going to change with Aaron Glenn. You don't take responsibility for your actions, you're not going to be on this roster. It's that simple. It's that simple. And Woody's going to have to go with it. Don't butt in like you did with Hassan Reddick. Don't butt in like you did with Davante Adams. Stay the hell out the way. Because when you butted in, it didn't work out and things got worse. Things got worse. I just hope for Jet fans there's light at the end of the tunnel. But I tell you right now, before you go to break, and you can reach me at 888-808-1019, that when it's all said and done, Aaron Glenn, maybe not this season, will finally be the person, the coach, the leader that takes this terribly run organization that's been a laughing stock ever since Woody Johnson took over to the playoffs. 888-808-1019. Al Cintron on the Fan, back after this.